and communications paraphernalia are fully working. Let's just hope we have a competent technical operator on this show. However, there's no detail on what this filler should entail, and I did explain that improv was a totally different kettle of fish, as first and foremost, I'm a horse racing commentator and actor, and actually, that gives me an idea. They're coming into the final straight in the midweek drive with Alex Trefchuk is heading for the next phone link. Will it be headline mobile or ISDN? Will it be on video? Will the interviewee remember to stay online? Will the voiceover artist keep up to 110 seconds? Will this link become award-winning? And will the siren song still appear as an outside bet for a future song contest? All bets are off as the midweek drive team yet again prove they can reach the final furlong and continue to make great quality sounding entertainment.
Siren 107.5 Free broadcasting to you from the university, a radio station for the whole community. Siren 107.3 FM for Lincoln.
Siren 107.3 FM, the home of probably the most surreally scripted links in the world.
Marvellous. Online, a director who can do surrealism if you want surrealism. If you want reality, he'll give you reality. You want kitchen sink, he'll give you kitchen sink. If you want top quality science fiction, you get top quality science fiction. Who are we referring to, Joy?
Graham Harper.
How are you, Graham?
Lovely build-up. I'm fine, thanks very much.
Marvellous stuff. You've recovered from your experience with Michelle Monroe and myself and Aaron Craig, of course, in the Vista Del Mar restaurant on Saturday night.
I have. I've got over it.
Sorry.
It was absolutely brilliant. It was a really great weekend.
Oh, did you go for a meal there? Did you? Was it good?
Graham actually treated me as well.
Oh, very nice.
I have to tell you, luckily it was good. No, listen, it was absolutely brilliant. What a fantastic restaurant. Mm. Fabulous food. Yeah. Not over the moon in cost. It was absolutely brilliant and the most fabulous view. So what a lovely evening that was.
Yeah, all positive stuff, you see, when you just make that little move further north, Joy. That's the important thing.
Yeah, sounds great.
Of course, the lovely places in Lincoln as well. Dave Kenyon, any questions for Graham Harper, please?
Well, first off, great to talk to you again, Graham. Good to hear you.
Thank you very much, Gav. Oh, that's nice. There we are.
Questions for you. How are you doing? I mean, well, you're obviously recovered, but with regards to all these new things that are coming up for you, the 50th special on Coronation Street, all these fantastic things.
I've just done one. I'm still working on it. I've just done one, which is Hayley's Wedding, and it's absolutely delightful. It's one of the nicest projects I've ever worked on.
Great.
And absolutely delightful, and hopefully we've made a sort of, I hope they won't be insulted, a sort of evening comedy. It's just slightly different and interesting and very silly and very funny and delightful. But the big one, the 50th anniversary, boy, is that going to be big. I think if they can afford to do it, it will be a stunning couple of episodes to lead up to a big moment. And then there's this live moment, but I'm not doing that, thank goodness.
Oh, yes, I think Alex mentioned the... I guess that whereas for some of these young Turks it's all new territory, for you, you've been there and you've said to yourself, oh, I'm not sure I want to go back again. Is that right?
I've done that in my life, but not with Corrie. I think Coronation Street is... I don't know why, probably because it's iconic. The artists are brilliant, and I remember that from before, so I was really keen to do it. And also because Phil's producing it, Phil Collinson, and he's trying to put his kind of taste on it, and I think he'll keep it absolutely brilliant, and it'll just be, I think he'll just put a bit more magic into it again.
As I said, Graham, I think the ideal way to actually cull the cast of Coronation Street, bring in some Daleks and Cybermen, if Phil Collinson's there,
<I'm> could you imagine? It'll be just Daleks all over again.
Yeah,
mash up in all sorts of ways there. Joy.
Oh, hi, Graham. I am a bit of a Corrie fan, actually, but I don't get to watch it very often. But when's Hayley's Wedding going to be on? Because I wouldn't mind tuning in for that.
I don't know the exact date, but we've just finished, and I reckon it's 6 weeks. I think we're 6 weeks ahead, so it must be the beginning of September or like the second week of September. I tell you, they'll be advertising. You won't hear it. You'll hear so much about it. Anyway.
Oh, I'll definitely tune in to watch that because they're great characters, aren't they? I think that's one thing that Coronation. I don't like EastEnders at all because it's so depressing. But when you watch Coronation Street, I don't know. There's just something about them that just makes you grin, isn't
there?
That's
a really interesting point, though, Joy. Because I had a long debate with Bernadette Harper, Graham's good number one wife.
Yeah.
She is.
Exactly, and it's fair to say, obviously, you've directed both, Graham. And I got a sense that Bernadette was quite, you know, for a French person, you know, very, very protective of EastEnders.
Really?
Yeah, she
doesn't like Corrie, I'm afraid.
Doesn't she?
She does not like it. It's just not something she's got into. And I think it's because she's French and it's the northern accents. Not all of them, but sometimes they're quite strong and she doesn't, so she can't understand it. There's not a lot of point in watching it.
Well, I'm a southerner and I can't understand half the people in EastEnders.
Oh, listen, I'm a Cockney and I don't understand it, so, and I've worked on it. But she hears Cockney all the time, so she, especially with me, so she, you know, that's the point. I'm afraid that's all it is, because if she got into it, she'd find that the characters are brilliant.
Quite simply, subtitles. That's all we need, you know, subtitles. There they are there. You put the subtitle on there, use one of those wonderful devices, that, 888, I believe.
The trouble is with subtitles is you take your eye off the picture and you can miss all the lovely detail by reading inane dialogue. It's never good translations, is it?
No, it can vary from that point of view. Anyway, I hadn't realised that you've been back in the DVD recording studio booths, because I recently noticed that you've been called upon to reprise the commentaries or be interviewed once again about Caves of Androzani, of course, still regarded as the best ever Doctor Who, with Peter Davison, of course, in full force there, and in the soon-to-be-released, repackaged, re-released classics, with not only the Caves of Androzani, we've also got the Tom Baker classic, which I believe Rosalind Wolfe or Rosalind Anderson actually worked on when she actually trains the rat, which was Talons of Weng Chiang. So Talons of Weng Chiang coming out together with Caves of Androzani. I think there's one more in that package, but you've been back being interviewed about that. I mean, I've said this before, but do you ever sort of think, yeah, I really like talking about stuff I did 25, well, actually, because 25 years ago, quarter of a century ago.
I can talk about it. It's funny, when they show the stuff and you're looking at it, you think, gosh, I won't remember any of it. It's not that you remember every moment, but you remember the days, you remember, oh gosh, I remember something happened, and then sure enough, something comes up on the screen, and you go, that's what happened on that day, and you suddenly remember a moment that's hopefully very interesting. So there is always something new to find. And also, they have new questions, like you. They come up with new questions because they found out something else about it.
Precisely. I mean, let's face it, much though we could spend hours, we could have a whole series just debating Caves of Androzani and Nicola Bryant's cleavage. We thought we'd move on.
I wonder, does she get fed up of all that? Probably not.
She's
an actress.
I'd ask her, she doesn't return my calls. It's just, you know, what can you say?
Well, that's probably because you keep talking about the cleavage. There is something else in life.
Quite right. You see, this is where one can always learn.
You've got stumped, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just extraordinary. Dave, any other questions you want to put to Graham about life, the universe?
He's trying to get rid of me. You can feel it.
I just wondered, have you got any projects that you're hoping will come through but are not confirmed yet?
I tell you, I have. I'm hoping that Danny's House will come back up again for me, but I think they're doing a new series of that, if they're going to be recommissioned, next year. Danny's House is with Danny Harmer, who plays Tracy Beaker, but she has her own comedy series for children.
Oh,
and it's absolutely brilliant.
And fun to do.
Sorry?
And fun to do?
Completely, never enough time, absolutely mad, too ambitious, and we all love it. We love doing it.
My son loves that. Kieran, he absolutely loves her.
Brilliant.
But also, it's kind of stuff, if I was a student, I'd be watching this, because it's perhaps, it absolutely isn't for three-year-olds. Or
Oh, Kieran's 15, he loves it.
Oh, there you are. But, well, and he'll probably love it when he's 19 and 20, because it's just brilliant, silly comedy.
Yeah.
It keeps
very
on
clever.
Going. Coming up Heaven Till Eight with Georgia Brown and Simon and all manner of marvellous bits and pieces. Graham, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
I've had a fast one.
I know.
I always enjoy talking.
Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Me too. Yes, please.
This is great. We say thanks to Vicky Warren, founder of BFK Books.
Thanks to
Michelle Munro. Thanks to Alan Stevens and Fiona Moore, who Alan still says, yes, Graham, you're one of his top Doctor Who directors. And
thank you very much.
Thanks to Sarah Chase. Thanks to, obviously, your good self, Graham Harper. Thanks. Joy, did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, very much so.
Back again next week when we might be joined.
No, I'm a holiday next week.
Really?
I'm off to Ireland next week.
Whereabouts, quickly? Whereabouts are you going?
It's near Limavady.
Liver Faddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Jewish.
Made up name, exactly. Quite clearly. Dave, I enjoyed the show.
Great. Thank you, Alex.
Coming back again to talk about Bullfest.
Oh, I'm sure I will be.
I think that's absolutely spot on. And we leave with Phil Collins and a quote from Mahatma Gandhi, Graham. The future depends on what we do in the present. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye-bye!
Bye, all.